WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Friday to you. Happy Fun Friday. Welcome into a new day here on the program, and hope yours is starting off well. Just to give you a warning, you heard it mentioned there in the weather. Also got emails from both Tony Petrarca and TJ Del Santo this morning warning us that there could be some spots of black ice out there. So be aware of that if you are heading out onto the road. And I find, you know, I'm not somebody who worries too much about driving in weather. I hate driving in snow. I hate snow overall. And I'm probably overly cautious in snow. But I am guilty of certainly not considering black ice. So I'm thankful for the reminder. 508-996-0500. That is our number. We will talk about a number of things this morning. We'll also have our Fun Friday question coming up. I had one the other day that I was planning, and it went out of my brain, but I'm hoping it comes back in. I should just keep a running list. That'd probably be the easiest way to do it. But we will have one coming up for you. And, of course, it's brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, on Tark Hill and Hill Road, where you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for $5. And last night was the recount for the Ward 2 council race. As you remember, Scott Pemberton beat Maria Giesta, the incumbent, by 17 votes. Well, after the hand recount was completed, Scott Pemberton lost one vote, so now his margin of victory is 16 votes. So he is still going to be the Ward 2 counselor come January. There was just one vote that switched over, I guess, or was reduced. So we will, I'm sure, get the chance to either on this program or more likely Chris McCarthy's program hear from Scott Pemberton. As we get closer to the inauguration day, I'm hoping, and I'm just say it on the air now and can follow up with her later, but I'd like to invite Maria Giesta to come on before the end of the year to talk to the callers and, you know, kind of say her goodbye. But I don't think it's going to be a goodbye. I think she'll still be around and may run again. We'll find out. I know she's not really happy with WBSM, but hopefully she'll look past that and come and speak directly to you, the citizens of New Bedford. So again, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. If you don't have that already, you should download that. We've got a number of great stories up there for you to read, including the stories that we wrote regarding that news I came on with at the end of the program yesterday. Sorry, coughing. John Zell, who, when he was 18 years old on the day after Thanksgiving in 2020, killed a man, seriously injured another, and then fired upon police, has been sentenced to 50 years to life because of the age he was at, being 18 when he committed the crime. He is what they call a Mattis defendant based on the Mattis case. which means he does have to, even though murderers in Massachusetts get life without the possibility of parole, he has to have the possibility for parole because he was so young when he committed that crime. But that parole would come in 50 years when he would be 83 years old. So we can get your reaction to that. But he tried to use the defense of, you know, that he wasn't criminally responsible for his actions because he was in an altered state. So apparently he had some issues. He had some psychological issues. He also had some drug issues because the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, he had showed up at his father's house and said, we're going to have Thanksgiving, and then I'm checking into a drug rehab facility in Quincy. But instead, he disappeared, stole his father's gun. I guess from what I was reading from our previous reporting, he took his father's gun safe, like out into the front yard, got the gun out of it, left the safe behind, and left with a gun. And then showed up at somebody's apartment in New Bedford. Somebody's house in New Bedford. I guess broke in because they didn't let him in. Woke up, they found him there, and they said, "What are you doing here? Get out." And when he went out, he's walking down the street. He just sees two guys working on a car and fires on them. Killed one of them. The other one, seriously injured, tried to drive himself to the hospital. Ended up rolling his car over because he'd had severe blood loss. He did survive. And then the police show up, and John Zell opens fire on the police. And then when he ran out of ammunition, they went and arrested him. So, but you can read all those details at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app if you want to find out more about that case, or if you forgot the other details of that case, including everything that he was doing the day before. That's all linked up in the story there. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Sheffield.
Morning.
Good, good. You know what amazes me?
What's that?
All week long, you know, the taxes went up. And I called in and told you who voted for the taxes to go up. You know, Linda Morehead, Maria Giesta, Virgo, Joe Lopes, Ryan Pereira, and Shane Oliver. Sean Oliver. And you even put a like a request or whatever you want to call it that challenged any city councilor that wants to call in and talk about it. And it's been a week, and no one city councilor has called in. Don't you find that weird?
No, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I would have liked it if somebody did, but I also didn't send out like requests to them. I suppose I could have sent out a text or an email to everybody and said, "Hey, do you want to come on and talk about this?"
Okay, then. But you did put it over the radio. You invited them all.
Yeah, I mean, again, assuming that they were listening. I mean, I know, you know, Sean Oliver. Well, just as an example, I know Sean Oliver gets out of work a little bit later and in the morning, so he might not be tuned in yet. I don't know what the other council. I just know that because, you know, he comes on with Chris and he's getting out of work a lot.
Well,
of the
I realize that, and I want to talk about him. I want to talk about him specifically because he's the only city council that called in, but he had nothing to do with the votes. He called in when he had the mayor and the gentleman that's running for governor. Okay? And Mr. Oliver called in to talk about, he wanted to know, last night they had the thing over at golf course there.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know if, because he was going to attend it, and he wanted to know if they could ask questions to the gentleman. Never once did he spoke about the vote that he took.
Well, did he call during Mike Minogue's segment?
He called after he was on, you know, after the thing, because they still had Tom Hudson and, and Chris were on, on the air.
Yeah, yeah, because, well, I was going to say, yeah, because if he had called during Mike Minogue's segment, I would have shut that conversation down. I would have said, you know, call back later, because I don't want to take up Mike Minogue's time talking about something that is not related to Mike Minogue. You know what I mean?
Right. But he didn't bring it up, but he called when it was just Tom and Chris, okay? And he wanted to know, his question was, is he going to take questions at golf course? And Tom and Chris told him, oh, yeah, he wants, because they talked about it, and he wanted it, you know, to take questions from people that were there, which that's what a politician does. But my main concern is he voted for the raise. And see, the problem is with people out there, they realize when I call in, I remember things they have said years ago. But if people out there remember last year, the 2024, Mr. Oliver made a thing that he voted for the raise that time, and he said, this is the last time I won't vote again for the raise. And he turned around and voted for the raise for the taxes this time around. And it's on record. They made that comment in the chambers. So my problem is, I called in and I brought that up, and nobody knew. Nobody called in. Somebody should have called in from, even if it was the clerk, and let the people know that they voted on 1.72. Okay, that was the vote that they took. And it's 160 a month, and a year extra on their taxes that's coming up. Okay? So now I called in and questioned Tom and Chris. And the funny part about it, nobody, and I'm going to keep bringing this up, nobody called in from the city council to discuss this. And it's been a week about the people in New Bedford are getting taxed. I mean, taxes, you know. So my problem is, after I called Chris and Tom and told them about what happened with the thing, and I was surprised that Oliver called in, you know what he did?
I don't.
He sent me a text with a smiley, you know, one of those smiley faces, crying. I don't know what they call those things.
An emoji.
Yeah, right. That's all he sent me, laughing. You know, like a thing, just laughing and crying. So in other words, the way I took it, he's telling me I'm a crybaby. Okay? Now,
wait, it was laughing and crying?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't mean you're a crybaby. That means that what you said was funny.
Okay, so you know what I text them back? Take your dress off and put your pants on and act like a man. Man in capital letters. You know what he did? He sent me back that emoji. That's all he did. Because he keeps saying he's for the people, but he's voting for taxes to go up. And I'm surprised that nobody took your offer to come on. And I'm surprised, you know, guys like Brian Gomes, they always like to talk. He didn't call in that they didn't vote for the raise. But whenever they want to tell you something, they call in. Like I said to you, when I said that Linda Mora made Ian cry and leave the chambers, he texted you and he told you that I wasn't even there and he wasn't crying. He texted you to tell you that because you said it to him on the radio. Now, that's the part that gets me with the city councilors. It's a shame that nobody had the nerve to come and tell the people that they asked for their votes. I mean, so that's my problem.
All right,
that I have.
I got to hold you there because I got to go to a commercial break here.
I understand that, but don't you think at least somebody should have told the people what they were getting themselves into instead of worrying all week long on one city councilor? But they've been running all over us. Oh, I helped this person. It's amazing. It's amazing that no city councilor called in all week to defend or talk why they voted against it. And Maria and Linda Mora did the same thing, like I said, at the meeting, the finance meeting, with Brian Gomes when somebody was talking to him. She had the counselor, take it outside. And Brian left, like Ian did. She's attacked all the people in there. Well, I'm one guy that's happy as anything.
You only got a few weeks left. I do got to hold you there. I'm up against this break here.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend. And we got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the news for you, and then we can take some more calls,
508-996-0500. You're waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Over 250 arrested by ICE in North Carolina. Mayor-elect of New York, Mom Donnie, to visit the White House and the worst cities for holiday traffic.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Tampa, Florida. Considered the worst spot in the country for holiday traffic. Consumer Affairs analyzed the 50 most populous areas across four metrics: hours of congestion during the holidays, miles traveled during the holidays, and fatal crashes. According to the report, Tampa saw the highest jump in congestion during the holidays, with drivers stuck in heavy traffic for about 4 hours and 24 minutes each day. Coming in right behind Tampa are Birmingham, St. Louis, Cleveland, and Phoenix, where drivers expect to sit in slow-moving traffic for over 2.5 hours per day during the holidays. Federal investigators have released a preliminary report on the crash of UPS Flight 2976 in Louisville.
The report includes still images from an airport surveillance video showing the left engine and pylon separating from the wing as the plane began to take off from runway 17R. The NTSB report says investigators found evidence of fatigue cracks in addition to areas of overstress failure on parts of the pylon that attaches the engine to the wing. There were no missed inspections or scheduled maintenance. 14 people were killed in the crash, 3 crew members and 11 people on the ground. A final report with a probable cause of the crash is not expected for at least a year. I'm Paul Miles.
More than 10 months after the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles, the first new home has been completed.
On Monday, an accessory dwelling unit in Altadena received a certificate of occupancy from L.A. County. The ADU replaced a garage that was destroyed in the Eaton fire in January. The primary house on the lot was not damaged in the fire. Several other building projects in Altadena and Pacific Palisades are expected to be completed in the coming weeks. I'm Daniel Martindale.
New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani heads to Washington today, where he will meet with President Trump.
This meeting is between two very different candidates who they voted for the same reason. They wanted a leader who would take on the cost of living crisis that makes it impossible for working people to afford living in this city.
Mamdani says despite their differences, he'll work with Trump to take on what he calls the cost of living crisis, as well as any agenda that will help New Yorkers. Trump has repeatedly bashed Mamdani, calling him a communist and previously threatening to withhold federal funds to New York if he won the mayoral election. The U.S. economy added more jobs than expected in September.
That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics report on Thursday, which showed around 119,000 jobs were added. That's up from around 4,000 jobs lost in August. The agency also said the unemployment rate came in at around 4.4%, which is the highest it's been since October of 2021. The report comes after the government announced it will not be publishing its October jobs report due to the lengthy shutdown. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Arrests are piling up and protesters are speaking out as Border Patrol operations continue in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Department of Homeland Security says 250 people have been arrested in Charlotte since last weekend. Agents are expected to be in the city until at least tomorrow for what's being called Operation Charlotte's Web. I'm Monica Nelson.
the Florida House Select Committee on Property Taxes, considering 8 ballot proposals. None of the measures will completely eliminate property taxes, but they do offer property tax relief. Committee Chairman Toby Overdorf says each of the proposals have 2 distinct points.
They have language that specifically prohibits any city or county from reducing funding for law enforcement below their current funding level. Second, they exempt school taxes.
Governor DeSantis has charged the legislature with drawing up a ballot amendment limiting property taxes so that Floridians can only fully own their homes without having to pay rent to the government. A family that is being reunited with its cat 10 years after it escaped their New Jersey home. The family says they adopted 2 cats a decade ago. One of them escaped the window of their Montclair, New Jersey home. A Good Samaritan recently found the cat, bringing it to an animal shelter and scanning the cat's microchip. The information pinged back to a family that once lived in New Jersey but now lives in the Finger Lakes of New York.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics and Nets are at the Garden tonight at 7:30. Bruins are out west in L.A. with the Kings at 10:30 and the Patriots in Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals Sunday afternoon at 1.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
We could have a little patchy black ice this morning, and we'll have increasing clouds through the day. We'll be staying dry, though. High temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Cloudy skies this evening, but we'll be staying dry. But showers will be arriving by dawn on Saturday. Overnight low temperatures, kind of mild in the lower 40s. Showers early tomorrow, then skies become partly sunny by afternoon. High temperatures will be right around 50 tomorrow. Partly sunny and dry for Sunday. Highs in the mid-40s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News meteorologist TJ Del Santo.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in if you would like to get involved in the discussion. We will have our Fun Friday question coming up for you in the next hour. And, of course, it is the weekend. You might be thinking to yourself, I need to kick back and relax this weekend. I know I'm going to have a hell of a week coming up with Thanksgiving and running around and getting ready for getting the house ready to have people over, or maybe you've got to do some traveling or whatever. So, hey, take this weekend as a break for yourself. Spend some time at Whalers Inn and Suites in New Bedford. The Whalers Inn and Suites has the private jacuzzi suite where you can melt away all of the stress and just relax all weekend long. They also have an indoor heated pool. Maybe the kids are getting a little bit unruly and you say, you know what? I need to do something with the kids. Getting a room at Whaler Inn and Suites and then using that indoor heated pool is a nice little getaway without having to actually go away. Used to love doing that when my son was younger. Get a hotel room. We usually would get one with a jacuzzi because he liked sitting in the jacuzzi. He wouldn't get out of it. He'd stay in it the whole time. But, you get the jacuzzi and then you go to the pool. Come on. It's like a vacation without having to actually go away. And you deserve it. Plus, you can get all of the great food at Ryan's Pub as well. You can go get something at Ryan's Pub, bring it back to your room. You don't even have to socialize with anybody if you don't want to. The cozy, newly remodeled, spacious rooms have all the comforts you deserve. So bring your sweetheart, bring your family, or just bring yourself. And you can visit whaler-inn.com to book your cozy escape. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Can you just tell me what happened with the recount? Because I was listening to Brian, but it didn't come in yet yesterday. Yeah.
So Scott only ended up losing one vote. So he won by 16 now, but he had 17 margin before, and then one vote went the other way.
Oh, wow. See, it's funny, huh, how little things happen.
Yeah, it's usually just, you know, somebody didn't fill out a ballot correctly, or, you know, they didn't fill out the circle completely or something like that. But I didn't, you know, I don't think anybody thought it would be a 17-vote swing.
But they should fill the thing out the way they're supposed to, though. They should have a big sign when you walk in, like, that in bold black letters that says, make sure you...
I mean, it's,
you know what I mean?
It's right there on the ballot. It tells you right there on the ballot how to fill it out. Plus, they have it hanging up in the booth, and like it's everywhere.
I just see it on the ballot, but you know, I don't know, that causes problems. I think they should put it in big bold letters when you walk in.
It, to be fair, too, it could also be that somebody, like, they could have filled it out like 3/4 of the way, or, you know, just not enough that the machine didn't read it. But they thought that they did it. You know what I mean? Like, so it might not have even been that they did it wrong. They might have just done it just a little bit too, not enough filling out of the bubble.
But my opinion is in the future, because if that can happen, it's not too good, that they should put in big bold letters, and the people that work there should say it when they hand you the ballot.
Yeah, they could certainly remind people.
Yeah, while they hand it to you, they should say, make sure, because they don't do anything. Really, they just sit there. They should say, make sure that you darken the ink and you fill the whole circle in.
Well, we'll pass that suggestion on to Manny DiBrito.
Maybe he's listening.
Could be.
Okay, Tim, have a nice weekend.
You as well.
Bye.
Although I will give... maybe Manny's not listening because they had a late night yesterday, so he might still be sleeping. But that would be, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I get her point, but at the same time, why is there an oval there so that you fill in the oval? If you don't know, by the time you get to be 18 years old and you go to vote, if you don't know how to fill in an oval, maybe you shouldn't vote. maybe you shouldn't be tested on anything, because I mean, how many times you go to the doctor and they give you that questionnaire and they say, you know, fill these out, and you have to fill out, you know, what symptoms you have or what you might have been feeling lately. And, you know, filling out an oval is a pretty rudimentary thing, but I also get her point, though. You know, it would be beneficial to just remind people, but I also don't think it's that big of an issue. I don't think that the votes swing that much one way or the other due to that. And I think whatever happened with the one vote that changed, you know, it was probably just some sort of issue with the marker. You know, maybe the marker was running out of ink, so it wasn't filled out as darkly as it should have been. But anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me get in another break here, and we'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
In 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wasn't going to call today. I was just going to walk right out the door. But I heard our friend, which has no name now, so I got to think of something to call her because I just can't keep calling and not know what to call her.
Just say the previous caller.
Yeah, well, what if she wasn't? What if I don't get in line on time?
Say a previous caller.
Two or three callers before the previous. That wouldn't work. So listen now. This is what it comes to because I heard what she said. And I heard what you said, too. So now we have to treat adults like they're children when they come into the voting station. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. You see this little dot right here, this little circle? Could you be certain that you cover the whole circle with the dark ink? Because, you know, sometimes it may not register. And if you do that and be nice when you leave, we might give you a lollipop or some M&Ms. Give me a break. Really? Seriously, we have to tell people how to cover that circle?
I mean, I know you're being facetious, Mary, but think about how excited people get because they get a sticker after they vote. So, I mean, are we really dealing with the most adult scenario here?
You don't eat the sticker. You get more joy out of eating something. So lollipops, candy, gum.
Well, I'm just saying, people are motivated just by a sticker. So it just goes to show you, you know.
She gave me a reason to call. Imagine that. My good friend gave me a reason to call. It's like stupid, too. I don't know what it is today, but I've seen stupid things on products. That would make a nice, fun Friday question. What is the stupidest, dumbest thing you've ever seen on the back of packages? Like, be careful how many of these you eat because you could burn your throat. You know, potato chips could kill you. So, or you might see a sign on a door. If this door is locked, please don't try to force it open. Really? Really? It's stupid. I've seen a lot of stupid things, even on hair dryers. I forgot now what it
don't,
was.
But don't drop this in the bathtub while you're in there?
Well, we all know by now not to be holding that or, you know.
What about the McDonald's coffee cup that says, caution, hot?
Yeah, that.
Because of that lawsuit.
You know why they started doing that? Because of that woman that got burned.
That lawsuit, yeah.
Well, I will say that one time, it was many years ago, and it was McDonald's that gave me a very hot. I couldn't even hold it. And I hauled it. I hung it back out the window. I said, could you give me another cup? Because this is boiling hot. She goes, oh, okay. So she goes to run for another cup. That was the hottest I've ever seen. I should have a coffee pot that would make me a nice hot cup like that, though, because sometimes, you know, they make things today to work only for a short time, so you can go back and buy more. It's always like that now. In the olden days, we had good stuff. I had my grandmother's toaster. I don't remember what the name was, but I had it for a long time. Even after I got married, I had it for a long, long time. I don't know why. For some reason, I just threw it out, and it was still working like an idiot. I threw it out. They don't make stuff good anymore. Why? You know, I know why. It's because it wasn't made in America. It was made in Thailand. It was made in China. It was made in the Honduras.
Yeah, it might have been then, too. It might have been made somewhere else. I think the bigger problem...
No. You need to agree with me at least one time today, this morning. You need to say to me, I agree with you. The stuff that's coming in from different places sucks. Can you please say that?
I just think stuff overall sucks these days. But
you just can't say it. You can't give me nothing, not even a problem.
It does because everything does. I mean, everything is not built to last anymore. But part of that is, like you said, part of that is because they want you to go out and buy another one. So why sell you a coffee machine that'll last you 50 years? They're never going to get more money out of you that way. But by the same token, the materials that they're using are cheaper so that they can make it cheaper. So, you know, our quest to have things cheaper and our, we don't want to go out and spend, you know, $150 on a coffee machine. We want to go out and spend $30 on a coffee machine. So you kind of get what you pay for. If you go out and buy a $150 coffee machine, that $150 coffee machine will last you.
The bottom line is we should not be buying things from other countries because we make it better here.
Not if nobody's making it.
No, but Donald Trump is supposed to be changing things, and nobody wants to give him a break. They want the guy to do things snappy, right away, overnight. Come on.
He's the guy that said he was going to do things on day one that he didn't do. He set himself up.
Okay, Are you going to raise your hand? Are you the first person to never actually do something quickly that you said you're going to do? Sometimes it takes days and weeks to do something.
I'm just telling you what he said.
Nah. Give the guy a break, huh?
I mean, listen, I'll agree with you on that. I'll agree with him. That nobody can expect results overnight.
That's right. Thank you. Oh, boy. Am I dreaming? Did I just hear you agree with me finally? Finally. I'm glad for Scott Pemberton. Yes, I am. And I wasn't even sitting on my seat nervous or nothing because I knew he was going to get to. Because, you know, Chris McCarthy did a real good job on Maria Giesta and, you know, falling asleep at the switch. I hear that in my sleep sometimes. He says it so many times. But I wonder, now this is a question. What do people in office, no matter what kind of job it is, but people in office, when they leave, what do? They have no job anymore? They're not going to get to that level again. So,
well, I mean, this is a part-time job. So this is, it's not like this is Maria Giesta's career.
Yeah. But well, what about senators and you know? What do they do when they're out of there?
A lot of them get opportunities to go teach. A lot of them get opportunities to go give lectures. A lot of them will get jobs being talking heads on television. So there's a lot of opportunity for them. And then what they do is they hang around and they stay in the public eye, and then they might decide to run for something else or run again or what have you. But there's always opportunities. That's the thing is that they look at it as, you know, I'll do my time serving, and then I can make more money after that. I got to hold you there, though, Mary, because I got to get this last break in.
Okay, have a great day. A good, great week, too.
You as well.
Not too many donuts and not too many hot dogs.
No. Just enough.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, I got to get this break in. Caller, hang on. If we can get to you, we will, but I got to get this break in. You might have to hang on until the next hour. We'll be right back. All right, let's squeeze this call in here before we go to the news. You're next on WBSM.
How you doing, Tim?
Good, how are you?
All right. I got a recipe for you.
Right.
Take a pickle, cut the top off, hollow it out. Keep it mostly whole as much as you can. Right. I used salami, pastrami, and jalapeno cheese. I minced it up. Use whatever you want, but I like this one. Use that. I fill it in there. Put the top back on. I don't know how to describe what it's called, but you make like a doughy, like a real, like, doughy type of batter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gooey type of batter, and just roll it in that, and then deep fry it for about 3 minutes.
It sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really good, and I'm actually going to try. I'm going to stuff it with some other stuff today with it. But yeah, I see that recipe on YouTube.
Like a stuffed fried pickle.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's really good. So, and use whatever pickle you want. You know what I mean? I use the dill, but I'm going to try different ones. But I just did the, like I said, salami, pastrami, and